Jet Mobile. For TSW Mobile. NKO4CEF. I'm pulling in right now. Try to get some fuel. I'll be right back. CEF Mobile. Just now pulled out of the driveway. KN4TFW. Minutes this morning, I didn't think it was cold enough, but that water was frozen to the windshield.
It was frosted over big time.
Fell off this weekend. I'm mighty.
Trip.
Headed down to, there's a Boy Scout camp right outside of Columbia near Lake Hart. Well, we're going to be down there camping.
Hand me up some rocks and wrap them in a rag and put them in your sleeping bag.
Slam full of blankets. I've got my sleeping bag, two little, I guess, throw blankets, and a quilt. I think I'll be all right, but man, it's gonna be chilly when I'm not in that sleeping bag.
The big thing is get something good between you and the ground. It doesn't matter how many blankets you got on if you're not insulated from the ground.
I'm a cot, so I got to make sure I'm laying on a couple layers there, so that's why I'm taking so many blankets.
The beach, we stayed, a bunch of us, about 20 of us stayed at a big beach house, and I had my cot, and we set it up and everything. It's like, man, the first night I just froze my tail off because the AC blew up onto the bottom of the cot, and then I ended up sticking a pillow over the vent the rest of the trip just to stay warm.
Downside to the cot was the fact that the cold air would be up under it. So yeah, I was gonna throw me a blanket on it, then put the sleeping bag on it, and then throw another blanket inside the sleeping bag, and then wrap it all up with a quilt. So I think I'll be warm as long as I'm in it. But man, getting out of it in the morning is gonna be rough.
The fire stoked up pretty quick.
Some fire, but you know, sometimes these younger Boy Scouts can't always get one going, so we'll see.
A fire if the Boy Scouts get it going?
Necessarily, but you try to let them do it so they get practice, because a lot of them don't do it enough. And they pick horrible times to do it. Like if we go and it's been raining, they'll still try to start a fire and they wonder why it won't nothing light. You're just shaking your head at them. I definitely hope, I know there's going to be an A fire, but I don't think it'll be at the campsite. So hopefully we get something going.
If the inside of the wood is dry, you just got to split it down and get the inside of the wood to get it started, right?
Got some on our trailer that we have, and I think we're taking it. We have... I guess you'd call it fat wood. It's a really oily wood that somebody else put in there, and it's in a big old cardboard box. But man, that stuff, it burns great, but it puts off some soot because it's so oily. But man, it'll get a fire going. You can pretty much light it with a lighter.
When I was a kid, find the old pine stumps where all the sap had settled in and get it out and split it up, and man, that stuff, you could about light it with a match.
Yes, it is some kind of probably some kind of evergreen pine that burns real good like that. It's real sappy, so you pretty much put a lighter to it and it'll go.
Back to you last night, but man, it just all of a sudden the signal went away. I couldn't hear nothing.
Up on the 285, so I jumped over there for a little bit. I figured you'd hear us and jump in, but then obviously if you had something else going on, I knew you wouldn't join it, so, but it was fine. I talked to him all the way to the driveway.
You guys on 285, but man, it was just barely breaking the squelch, and then, I mean, I was all the way down there at exit 14.
When it just don't have the same range.
reported cement out there today.
I'm out of work.
He poured the other day and got it opened up, and then they dug another one, and then it filled up with water. So they got all the wire down yesterday and the water out, and they're probably pouring right now.
4HKX. Good morning, gentlemen.
It don't sound like the vehicle radio.
That's what I was thinking. Good morning, KN4TMW.
It's not. I don't have to leave as early, but I'm here.
Bed early this morning, which, I can't complain. I've only got to work about, I guess I stayed about 11 or 12.
Yeah, you missed out on all the heavy frost this morning, then, if you ain't getting out there anytime soon.
There's plenty out here right now.
There's 36, and that was 34 at the house.
Right here at the Greer Walmart.
When I looked, but it showed it is still falling.
Limited that snow on Thursday next week to up there in the mountains. I don't believe it'll ever get over the mountain to get down here.
Y'all can have it.
Getting all excited about it. And I'm like, that's too far out. Don't get your hopes up because it's probably not going to be anything. But, I mean, much of the time this early, we don't see snow. We've seen a couple. What, over the last couple years, and even a white Christmas not too long ago, but it's not really the norm.
It'll be like next week, like 17 for the low here in the upstate. It's supposed to be in the single digits up there with Patrick. And I looked at the long range, it shows about 3 or 4 more other days before the end of the year for a possibility of snow.
Looked at that, but I hadn't looked this morning at what that changed Thursday to.
I just figure if it comes, it comes. But that'll save me a trip of riding around North Carolina and Virginia and Tennessee.
Well, Weatherbug's saying a 50% chance Thursday of snow now.
Looking Thursday.
It's a real big chance. It just says partly sunny with a chance of snow in the morning, a chance of rain in the afternoon, highs in the 30s, chance of precipitation 50%.
Goes that.
Pretty good ways out. I can change a lot between now and then.
Your foot. That.
Cold all week up here and then get colder next week, next Thursday and Friday and Saturday. How'd your milk and cookies go?
Handful to handle 3 kids at the same time. Then the mom didn't say that we needed cash money to get in, and she gave it to my son, but he never did remember to give it to us. And it's like, man, really? And that, and I thought I was gonna have to go out and get some cash money, and that, but then somebody else paid it forward and helped us get in.
I say everybody, wouldn't it?
And that, and Susan been paying it forward at work. There was a waiter made a mistake, and that, and he ended up paying like 40-something bucks for a meal that he gave the people the wrong ticket. So it was just, it was all messed up. But she got the money back from when the customer come in a week later, and that, gave it to him, and then he gave her some of the money for finding it.
Comes up short, they're responsible for it, you know. And the one girl's register, there was another girl that was in it, wasn't supposed to be, and it came up $100 short, you know what I mean? So, but that other girl's gone now, so they took up for a collection for her and helped her pay part of it.
If you give somebody the wrong ticket and they have to pay less or more, you give somebody else the other ticket. Should still work out the same unless somebody the one paying more catches it.
Yeah, I guess it was about 3 people on the one ticket, and then on the other one it was just one person. And that, so when he went up there, and that his ticket was closed, and that, and didn't know what had happened until later on, and then that one table stayed open.
pay it. I don't know. I guess maybe the certain restaurants, but that's crazy.
Got handed out the wrong ticket. Cakes are in a case. Anybody know?
A dozen, and then 12 eggs in there, so that'd be 144 eggs.
Maybe more than that, because Susan said they used to pay like $40 a case for eggs, and now they're $150.
Right, doggone dozen of eggs is probably pushing $4.
If they'd done 24 cases of eggs instead of 12, which I think that's what they are actually, because when I used to stock the shelves, I'm thinking there's 24 in a case, 24 dozen, so that would be 288 eggs.
And the eggs out there, I think every omelet is like a 3-egg omelet.
I'm going to get breakfast.
Pocketbook.
That's the question.
It is good. And then, I mean, a lot of it I don't care for. I'm more of a country-style breakfast. But, I mean, they have, you know, they'll have crepes and all kinds of stuff, 400 items on the menu, and you can get all kinds of omelets and everything. But an omelet and a cup of coffee is probably going to cost you $20.
Certainly, yeah, that's a little much.
And went there, I bet you can't get out of there for under 100.
Holy moly, I don't spend that much at Longhorn, which I ain't been there in a while. Inflation of mine.
Well, I figure about $20 a person by the time you pay to eat. Even at Longhorn, I was in there not too long ago. And it's about $20 a person, then you leave a tip, so there you go.
Check that at Longhorn's, you know, you get the ribeye or whatever, and it's an expensive steak, but... Good Lord, I just, for breakfast though, it shouldn't be that expensive. It should be expensive nowadays. I ain't went there in forever.
Day, because there wasn't nothing else around. I had to go meet another distributor and we just grabbed lunch. The All-Star breakfast used to be $8 and something is now $10 and something. The two of us to eat, it was $25.
Off of the senior menu over there.
I guess, good Lord, you just can't catch a break no matter where you go.
I'm serious. If you're going to go out, you figure $20 a head. Used to, it was $10. It's doubled. It's now $20 a head just to stop and eat.
It keeps coming on down because that's probably the biggest thing. God darn, it was even with my 5 cents off, it was $4.39 this morning.
Coming down, that's fine, but that's, like you say, that's driving the price of everything up with it so high.
Aston Anderson for $2.65 at the Ingles without bonus points.
10 or 12 gallons. Don't take but 10 or 12 gallons too either.
10 gallons.
For 10.
We're up at just the exact right time. And then, I mean, I ain't had it real long, I guess a year and a half or whatever. Man, I got 30,000 miles on it.
Kentucky.
There tomorrow.
I'm pulled up in the parking lot, so I might as well shuffle my cell phone in here. Y'all have a great day. Be safe out there on the road this morning. Mr. Patrick, once you get out and about. Hopefully we'll holler at y'all on the radio. I know Ken, you'll still be at work. So y'all have a great weekend. And I will talk to you probably Tuesday morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
I can hear the excitement in your voice that you just want to go into work. But have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you Tuesday. And I'll try to get some plans together for winter field day. KO4HKX, 7-3.
Enjoy that short day and your weekend, and we'll catch you again maybe maybe next week. KM4 TFW.
Okay. Shane, hope you had a good night. KO4 HKX.
Good morning, Shane. KM4 TFW.
Morning, Ken. I did. I'm on the way home. I was just got off the phone with Beth and turned the volume up and heard you signing out with Andrew there. Yeah, I'm on the way home about another 20 minutes, so it's so busy this time of year, they have trailers ready. I don't have to wait on anything, so actually getting home or getting back a little bit earlier. Not much, but a little bit.
Four HKX. I was going to say, this is a little early for you, isn't it?
Because next week, or in 2 weeks, I'll be back to probably be 7:30 before I'm headed home. All right, all recovered?
Yep, doing all right. Annette, can't complain, was down there at exit 14 yesterday, taking the grandkids to see Santa at the school.
There.
Repeater once, but man, I struggled to get into it after that, and I heard the guys talking on 285, but there was no way you could get back into it.
Issue I have coming back up, apparently I can get into this repeater better than I can receive it when I'm down that way, so I don't know. Anyway, we've talked about it, and how are you, Patrick?
Sinuses, I'm doing okay. My sinuses are bothering me. Yesterday and today.
And lots of stuff going around. I've heard a lot of people talking and sounding like they have colds.
At work, he's bad sick. He just can't get over it.
Other than my sinuses, my throat's raw from my sinuses draining. But other than that, I don't feel anything. So it's just that time of year, that and I got wet and cold, so I guess that didn't help none.
What to do, I can tell you something that I do that Beth makes me do. It's not the most tasty, but it seems to help. If you're interested, it seems to really knock this kind of stuff away. Garlic clove, and you just mince it up really fine or scrape it on a little cheese grater, a little tiny one. Let it sit out for about 10 minutes, and then put it on a spoon and cover that with honey, and then just put it in your mouth and swallow it. Don't chew it, just swallow it.
I never heard that one, but I'm sure that would open you up with all that garlic.
It'd be good for you, they say.
I used to make, she would call it a witch's brew. It would be basically chicken broth and a whole onion chopped up and several cloves of garlic. Man, it was strong, but we started doing this a while ago, and it seems to really knock stuff out really quickly. Do that maybe once in the morning and once at night, and then do that for a couple days, especially if you're coming down with a cold, and it works for me anyway. It knocks it right out.
Full whammy. Makes you feel better, and the stink keeps everybody else away, right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It worked because nobody wanted to eat close to you to spread any germs on you.
That's why Beth wants me to do that now. She's trying to keep me away from her. That's what it is. But it's also good for werewolves, too, if you believe in that kind of thing.
Sorry, I had to stop laughing on that one. That was pretty funny, Shane.
The other day, we stopped at the Cracker Barrel down there in Anderson. It's like, man, it was a 30-minute wait. That thing was so busy, and that cost me an extra $100 because of that wait.
Saying that, but she said it's been really super slow. This time of year is really busy normally, but she said it's just been unusually slow. She's done okay. She's got regulars that still come in, and they treat her really well, but it's not like it normally is. This usually November and December are just slammed all the time, but could be their location. Even though they do more business at that one there in Simpsonville on 385 than the one on Woodruff Road does right there on 85, believe it or not.
That thing's hard to get in and out of. You know, it's not like you can just take an exit and you're right there.
People stay away from it.
Stay away from Woodruff Road altogether.
Man, you got that right.
I was running a route in a tractor trailer that would deliver on Woodruff Road there, deliver a bunch of bulk stops to some of those in Green Ridge and a couple other places, Home Depot, Costco. Just had to sit there in traffic and take my time, but didn't seem to be so bad when I was getting paid to sit there in traffic.
You didn't get much done that day, other than sitting in traffic. That's about all there is over there.
Last night, and it, all kinds of accidents on 85 going towards Spartanburg, and it was busy in Atlanta.
Yesterday morning going in, there was several wrecks. Yesterday before it quit raining.
I work 5 days a week there at Stacks.
Whenever they need her to work, since she's kind of semi-retired, this week she worked 5 days. So I think next week she's working 4 days. So she told them she's going to be off whenever I'm off. So I'm off Friday and Monday of the next week. So, yeah. So she just works whatever they need and that. But, man, they're so short-handed, they're just asking for her all the time.
Where Beth works, they're not really short-handed. They have bodies, they just short on people who want to work or who are willing to work while they're there.
Yeah.
Asleep.
No, I'm here. Like I said, my sinuses just bothered me this morning.
Gainesville repeater this morning, he's always on at midnight or after. And I was coming back up about 3 o'clock this morning. He sounded like he was falling asleep. He finally said, I need to go. I'll let you go and I'll talk to you tomorrow. But he sounded like he was falling asleep while he was talking.
So then, it's time to go get some sleep.
Repeater all night long. Repeater, W4ABP, Alpha Bravo Papa is the call. It's 146.67. I can pick it up occasionally along here, kind of close to my house, but I can't get it from my house. And a couple places along White Horse Road, I can hear it, but it's tough to get into. But once I get down about exit 14 down there on 85, I can take it all the way to Atlanta.
I'm down that way.
Exit, it's about 26 miles northwest. He was looking it up the other night, or last week we were talking. He was just kind of curious. Well, I asked him where it was located, and he did the Google Earth or Google Maps distance finding thing there, and he said Commerce exit 85 and 441. It was 26 miles, and that was probably the closest to 85.
Programming cable, so I'll be able to program this radio. I used to borrow it from Johnny when I worked with him.
With him, I remember that now.
When you program that radio, make sure you put the 146-640 repeater up here in Hendersonville in.
1640.
That's correct.
And word.
All right, I'm going to let you go, guys. I'm just about in the driveway. I'm ready for bed. Patrick, hope you feel better. Ken, have a great day at work. And we'll talk at both of you later. Hope you all have a good day. N4ZLK.
Hey, good to hear you this morning. And we'll talk to you on down the walk. KO4HKX.
Glad you made it home safe. Say hello to Miss Beth for us. And we'll catch you another time. KN4TFW. And I'm pulling into the parking lot now myself, so I'm going to have to get on out of here. So, Patrick, you have an awesome day. Be safe out there.
73 Ken, and the reason it's foggy is probably to do with those man-made lakes they done out there.